Syracuse area Congressman John Katko says there are a lot of items for Central New York in the $900 billion COVID relief package passed in Washington this week. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The legislation includes the extension of the Paycheck Protection Program, enhanced jobless benefits, and direct payments to millions of Americans. Katko says those items offer long overdue relief to families suffering during the pandemic. The big thing that is missing, aid to state and local governments. Katko says there is funding headed to those local governments, though, millions earmarked for things like vaccination and testing reimbursement, and funding for health and transportation departments.
There's a lot of good wins in here for them. Sure, they're disappointed to some extent, but they're also they're glad and they're thankful for what they got as well.
Katko expects the issue of aid to state and local governments will come up again in the new Congress. He says it's at the crux of any negotiations on further relief bills.
The two outlying issues are state and local aid and liability limitation protection. And people are going to have to compromise if they want to get things done.
Katko, a Republican who heads back to Washington for his fourth term in the House next month, says the one thing that disappointed him in this whole negotiation.
Speaker Pelosi did not want to give President Trump any sort of credit or any sort of win before the election. And therefore, she kept moving the goalposts on negotiations with us and with the White House. And she ended up getting a lot less because of it. So that's unfortunate for the American people that they got caught in the crosshairs.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.